Radio USA. This show is for audiences 18 years or older. Due to adult content, crude and vulgar language, and paranormal topics that most definitely will work its way into your nightmares and leave your funny bone tingling. Bwahahaha! And now, your hosts, Mo Gunnery and Kurt Logsdon.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Tuesday night with North London Paranormal Investigations Radio, US of A. Tonight's topic, we are going to hit on the ghost apps for all of you investigators out there who love to play with your tablets and your phones and think you are getting ghosts coming through your phone. This show's for you. And coming up soon, Mo and I have discussed, we are changing the name of the station, the show, actually. We are still flying the North London Paranormal flag. Mo will be flying the rainbow flag, but that's all right. He's still a good guy. And we are going to ask you to come up with the funniest name. The funniest name gets to name our show. That's what we're doing. Well, let me bring on Moses himself, all the way from Liverpool, England.
All righty.
Oh, boy, Mo.
Good evening, sir. You okay?
Yeah, man. I got a quick coughing, dude. I don't know what the fuck my problem is. What you up to, bro?
You sound like a feckin' robot at the moment, but my day so far is going quite cool.
I sound like a robot? I'm using a phone to call in because I can't use headphones on this computer now. Can you hear me now? Is it much better?
No, I think it might be me. In the chat room, can everybody hear Kurt okay? If you can hear Kurt okay, then that means that mine is... Kurt, your mic is
so
playing up. MC normal said that your mic's playing up, Kurt, that your life's just... You just need to be... your shit. They said exactly that. Because you can't see in the chat room, they're actually... Do you reckon you're evil, apparently? You're horrible. No, not really. I just thought it'd help them along. Well, yeah.
I apologize about my comment. You fly the Liverpool Pride flag. Yes, I've seen that online, believe it or not. And, you know, everybody who flies that flag around here, well, same goes with Liverpool. Sorry, Mo, had to get you on that one.
You stress. I accept that. Ed said that it sounds like you're underwater. I just think he wants you to be underwater. That's just the way I think. He just wants
Hold on a second. Do I sound like I'm underwater now?
You sound very jittery.
Jittery?
Jittery, yeah.
All right, what I'm going to do is I'm not even going to step in front of the freaking studio. I'm going to kind of get closer to the phone. I guess it's going through YouTube, Blog Talk, same damn thing in my eyes sometimes. To be honest with you, dude, absolutely Blog Talk sucks. I'm giving them the finger right now. Yes, Blog Talk, pop on in, listen on in, we don't care. That just means another listener for us, and we are happy to have you on listening to this as I flick you off. I can't do Direct Connect because it keeps saying it doesn't come up with a signal for my computer. With the headphones, even set on Plutronic 780, which are the headphones I use, it still won't let me Direct Connect to this through a Mac. So, all of a sudden, I'm going to be complaining like a little child to Blog Talk come tomorrow morning. You know, because they are paying them X amount of money per month to let us use their beautiful, wonderful, I don't know, very gay site. And and sorry about that. If you are gay, nothing against you. We have nothing against you. It's just you're cooler than Blog Talk is what we're saying. But basically, dude, it's Blog Talk's very homosexual. And that's all I can say about that right.
It's about as useful as a chocolate fire guard. It's useless. Just 2 seconds. Just give me 2 seconds. Just a second. Wait there. Okay. I'll be a second.
Mo's going to break out the porn, give him something to look at while I'm talking on it, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you can hear me. Shit.
Sorry about that, dude. No, I mean, we've got Baby Gate downstairs because my 3-year-old daughter thinks she's Indiana Jones and that. You know, what we see as being a hazard, she sees it as being an opportunity to be a dangerous kid. So, she's not the only one. The fucking gate was left open, right? I've left it open because I ran upstairs to to grab some stuff before I started on the show, and I've just seen the dog, little fluffy arse cheek, sneaking around the corner, ready to go upstairs and start eating toys. So I was like, oh shit. So I'm about to go and rescue the children's toys. But yeah,
oh,
anyway,
man.
Yep.
Can you hear me now, or is it just getting worse?
No, it's getting a little bit better. You sound a little bit less like your R2-D2. But
oh, okay.
It's slowly but surely getting better. But yeah, as for my weeks, go on.
Okay. Keep going. I'm sorry, man. I was just going to say blog talking. No, okay. Long, but, you know.
Yeah, blog talking, go and chew with it. No, let's not go there. But yeah, Mo sounds great now, and Kurt sounds like Mo. Haha, ha, I sound better than you, and that was off of Lynette, Mo, so that's awkward for you, that, Kurt. Sorry about that.
Tell her I'm going to hang up on her in the studio if that remark comes up again. So you can hear that.
You won't hang up on it. You know you won't hang up on it.
Nah, look.
But, never. Yeah, so far so good on my week. I've had to ditch the investigation of the year that I've been planning for ages. Well, for us, yeah. For me as a group, it was a place where it was literally off-grid, and I was getting connect, I was getting everything. We were going there well-equipped. And then, you know, when you're like 2 hours before you're getting ready to go there, and all the equipment's packed, all the batteries are charged. And for those people out there who think that grabbing your stuff and going out is the easiest way of doing it, take into consideration the amount of batteries you have to have charged, and all the equipment you've got it out packed, and everything has to be ready, and everything has to be set up. It is an absolute nightmare. And you get it all ready. And for me, no joke, it takes about 3 days. I charge all the batteries in a night. I make sure all the cameras work the second night, and all the equipment's working and all ready and empty. And then on the third night, I pack it all into a bag, get it all ready so that it all fits into really a compacted bag, which doesn't weigh a ton. And then we go out the next night. Now, as easy as all that seems, you know, 2 hours before, when one of your team members goes, oh, I can't go because, you know, I just can't make it. And you're like, I want to find you. I'm going to do a Liam Neeson when I get hold of you. I am going to find you and I am going to kill you. For what? And you know, when you just have to catch your breath, you literally have to stop, count to 10. I'm like, oh my God. You can just ditch it at the drop of a hat. I want to eat you. I just want to find you and just bite you. Luckily, we're all doing well, so he said sorry. That's true.
If you don't mind my saying, this is coming from me and not Mo. Okay, I want to state that now. I think in order to become part of Hidden Liverpool Paranormal, I think you need to, not only do you do background checks, but give them a job application, too, so they can pay for petrol. I think that's why they're backing out, because they didn't want to get hit up for the £10 for, back and forth petrol, plus you driving on top of it. And,
do you know what the way
it
is,
application would be important, too.
We came to the conclusion, right, it wasn't even down to finances, right? I actually think, I mean, I don't mind if someone says, listen, we're going out, we've got no money, or bad time of the month. It's like, that's not a problem. Just dive in. It's cool. We ain't stressed. But it's not as much that. What it is, the fact that they probably thought, oh, you know, I can't be bothered. And we rely on 4 people. If we go out anywhere, it's a minimum of 4 people. It's a maximum maybe 6, 7 people, but it's a minimum of 4. The reason being, and it's Adam put me onto this, and it was only when he was speaking to me about it when we cancelled, it was his theory. We could have done it with 3. But realistically, what happens if somebody wants to stay behind and someone wants to explore? What happens if they get hit whilst out exploring? So 2 by 2, which is fair enough. And it was only when he said that, make sure you've got somebody with you because you don't want to fall on your own. I was like, right, okay, fair enough. We'll step away from it. So we had to put it on the back burner for a few weeks. But luckily, there's a team member we've got, which we're going to call this a common team member, because the guy... he's got other commitments. We appreciate that. He's one of the 2 people on the team who've got other commitments. We, as I said, we fully appreciate it. He's opened up an opportunity, and I don't even think he's realised it, which means that we may end up with the first female member of our team, which would be a bit of a weird one. Best part is, she doesn't know yet, and he doesn't know yet, and I've got to ask them, so I'm going to tell the world before I tell them. So, sorry about that if he's listening. You'll find out.
what's funny is that you bring on a team member, you tend to think, I mean, and this, I'm not trying to be sexist or anything like that, and I apologize to anybody listening out there. I'm not in the chat room. I'll jump in a sec. You think psychic automatically. I think because it's almost like you've been conditioned to think, you know, through mass media, through whatever, through talking to people, through doing this, that the one girl on the team or the one female claims to be psychic.
Oh, you know, God.
I mean, that's the part that I'm just like really cool that, you know, that you're not, she doesn't know it yet, but maybe you could claim her as being psychic, you know, that might.
I'll go as far as saying she's psychotic, and I know
that's
this.
Even better, actually.
She's
I'd
useful.
I'd rather go out with a bunch of psychotics, honestly,
yeah.
sociopaths, than I would a bunch of people that, claim certain things. I'm not going to say who, what, where, when, why, how. We've already discussed that on many of our shows. But at least we won't be claiming that. Plus, security. Well, you'll be out in the middle of fucking nowhere, and I'm not going to say where you're going because that is not. It is kind of a secretive place for right now.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you're going to get back there. I mean, it'll happen soon, dude. I mean, you did send me the pictures. I was laughing my ass off. You look like you're about to travel around the whole fucking world, dude. That's why I called you Marco Polo. Because, dude, Mo, actually, I looked at this. It looked like he was honestly going to travel to Southeast Asia with all the suitcases he had. And they're nice suitcases, you know. Most of us in the States, we throw backpacks on, make sure we got X amount of gear, bring a whole bunch of – I bring a whole bunch of stuff I always put in the back of the car. I always got to go back to get. Maybe I'll change up what I want in the backpack or something like that. I don't want something to break, like cameras and stuff like that. You know, you got to be careful with, you know, how you pack them in. But, oh, dude, no way. I apologize. I'm sitting in my parents' basement, right? They got a bunch of birdhouses out back and stuff. Freaking hawk. I don't know if it got something or not. I'm looking out the back door. Just flew right in front of the back door and kept going. I wonder if they got himself dinner tonight. Couldn't see. I wish I could see because I could have said, ooh. But it's not. But no, actually, Mo is. I did see what Mo packed. And I'd say let down. That'd be two words I'd use to describe it. Let down, but not disappointed in people, but just let down in general. You know, let down, not somebody let me down kind of deal. Because, you know, things happen, man. Especially because you're talking about travel, too. I mean, you're not talking about 30 minutes up the road. You're not talking an hour up the road. Some of you people out there that are listening do some major-ass traveling. I mean, both in the States and in the U.K. And it gets expensive. I mean, it's not cheap because you got to find the person who's got the car to fit the gear to begin with, let alone the people in it. So it does limit what you can and can't take and stuff like that.
Oh, Georgia.
But that's why we're doing our show tonight on ghost apps, and we'll talk about later, and we'll talk about our feelings about that. But kept me up all night, by the way, the one I chose. It kept saying words, and I kept jumping up. I kept jumping awake, and I kept looking at it, because I had it on airplane mode, so that way it wouldn't, no interference or anything like that, because I was just curious. I really didn't shut down many of my apps. I just said airplane mode is good enough for that. And, it kept me up all night, as well. And we'll go over the different words and stuff. But it's going to happen for you, bro. It'll happen, man. It'll happen soon.
It
plus
definitely will do.
And I think I like how you have it set up. You have it set up as investigators, or I could have got this wrong. You said you have it up as people that are part of Liverpool, Hidden Liverpool Paranormal, and then you got the researcher/team in the middle. It's kind of like a big circle, and then in the middle you got your core members. So that way, I like that because you can pick and choose. You know, if somebody can't make it one time, you know, backs out on it because, hey, you know, I'm not feeling it tonight. Because sometimes you just don't feel it, you know?
Yeah.
You'd rather sit down and just...
I totally agree. But you know what?
Like
one of the best things about it, right, is Aaron says to me, he goes, this was when it happened. He went, do you want to, when we found out the team member was not coming, he went, do you want to call it on this investigation and we'll move it to a different time? Any other time I'd be like, fuck you, no, not happening. We're going, we've got to go. We're not walking away from this, we're going, right? And it was only after we had a little bit of a couple of minutes of time to think that it was like, right, okay. Now, one thing we do as a group, right, hey, Andy, by the way, Andy Henson's just showed up in the chat room. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Andy, what's up, brother?
Hello, sir. what we have a tendency of doing is we have I call them secondment members. It sounds really patronizing. Basically what it is people who come along who are part of the group, part of Hidden Liverpool as a group, but not exactly what I'd class as core members. So every once in a while, maybe one of our friends will come along who's involved and he'll say, can I come? And we'll go, well, cool, yeah, no problems at all. You can come along. I've got no problems with that. There's other times where we have... like, to be fair, no joke, my wife's been out with us once before, and it sounds weird to say, like, oh, it's only your wife, which is pretty much, it's like, you know, she's only came along because I'm involved. But she's got a heavy love in it herself. She just doesn't do the investigating. She's a bit concerned by some of the situations we get into. She went to the orphanage with us.
She's looking out, like, actually. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, usually I call you a pussy and this and that, and you fuck your girl after allowing your wife to be your bodyguard. But you're not. I mean, I see where actually, believe it or not, where she's actually probably coming from in that situation. I mean, because she does know, you know, it's not like here where you go out to a cemetery here, you go out to a building there. I mean, you're talking some real, we call it brick and ladder, Mona. I'll call it brick and ladder stuff. And that's our way of saying nothing. At the same time, we're saying something about getting into places and going to places, and it's best we like to keep it like that, not mention who, what, where, what, the when. We'll call it a brick and ladder investigation. Like, you know, that's, I mean, honestly, dude, I mean, you got a family buyer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that's money. That to me is, that's a good girl right there, man. To look out
she's
you. Because,
good.
You know, she's worried about you, dude.
No, I can imagine. I can totally agree. I mean, as I said, she comes out, she's been to a few places with us, but she's been to some, put it this way. This is the logic. I call this Natalie logic, right? Natalie is in no way, shape, or form afraid of being in a dark morgue at 2 o'clock in the morning with my group and just sitting there with the lights off in the morgue chapel, actually, which was kind of worse. There's water dripping from the ceiling. It's November. It's calm, but it's quiet. It's early hours in the morning. There's only one entrance, and that entrance has got a padlock on it. That doesn't bother it in any way, shape, or form, right? There are so many other situations which are nowhere near as scary which bother it. And you know when you think, well, does that make you a trooper or are you nuts? I go as far as saying she's fucking nuts myself.
But everybody's got their own phobia, and especially when it comes to the paranormal, because you are in some pretty shady places. Sometimes you get into a place and you're like, dude, I wonder if somebody else is in here, you know? No, I'm not talking to ghosts. I'm not talking anything evil or an entity or an anomalies, that, you know, or for some people, fairy dust chasers. But you get squatters in there. You get other urban explorers who'd rip you off blind if they could. You get a bunch, you know, you get drunks in there. And then, you know, you don't know what you're up against. See, that's why I always carry, in the States, it's easier. I always carry a big knife with me or something like that wherever I go, just in case. You know, it's one of those just-in-case kind of deals where you know that, well, let me weigh my options now. If I get popped where I'm at or I'm in a legit location, you know, you still got to be careful. You don't know who you're up against. But
oh, no, I totally agree.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just the way, you know, it's just the way it is. And plus, you know, everybody's got their phobias, and Natalie, I'm sure, has hers. You know, everybody's got their little fears. I mean, we're human, right? I mean, let's be honest about it.
You know what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of the fucking dark. Explain that.
That's wild,
like,
but...
That's the fucking stupidest thing I've ever heard myself say. But no, I have to say, when I go to bed, I have to have the bedroom door shut in an angle where I can't see the landing. That's just me. I don't like being able to see the land, and I can't sleep. I'm constantly aware. I've got a hammer next to the bed. No, it always unnerves me being able to see the landing. You know, like the landing area.
Wild.
It's fucking weird.
No, I did not know you had a fear of the dark. See, I have fear of heights, but you know everybody's got their phobias.
I ain't got no fear of heights, mate. Been some really sketchy places. I've got no fear. Tenerife? There's a mountain in Tenerife called Mount Tidi, right? And there's an active volcano running alongside it. At 4 years of age, my dad had hold of me and leaned me over the edge to show me, right? I will never forget that. It was about a 300-meter drop down to lava. And my dad's going, what do you reckon? Being a three-year-old kid, that's cool.
Where's this located, by the way?
Canary Islands. It's just off. It's a Spanish.
Oh, Canary Islands. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, two Spanish islands off the side of Africa or some shit like that. But no.
Okay, I know where you're at.
Fucking hilarious. But yeah. Anyway, we totally digressed there. How was your week been?
My week's been pretty good, man. I mean, I've been mailing stuff out of eBay. I'm selling and buying now. I mean, just the bank money. Tax season's here, and I'm about. I might as well bring out the Vaseline because the IRS is gonna. It's going to rip me to shreds, and I'm going to have to pay the price. But, you know, I don't dodge taxes. I'm not a derelict like that. You know, I pay my taxes or, you know, vice versa. But I
do fucking do that.
Yeah, but I went to I did a history tour and ghost tour, urban legend tour over the weekend, and I've never done something like this before. My dad got it for me because I helped him out with something, and he was his surprise. But it's about 2.5 hours away in a county in the state I live in that's very rural, right? But they take you around on a bus, like a charter bus, not like a lorry. Is it called a lorry in England? Is that a charter bus? Or is a charter bus like a double deck? Is a lorry? Have you heard that term?
No, never heard that in my life.
Oh, really? Yeah, I saw it on. I was looking it up online, but aside from that, so you know, they're telling you ghost stories and this and that, and I'm running around in cemeteries like trying to find the coolest looking tombstones and finding these bizarre. We're getting lost. I swear to God, they've never done it on a bus. And this part of Maryland, it's like past the bay. We had a governor one time that used to call it the shithole of Maryland, and this area. I went to college down there, university down there, and they took pride in it. So they started wearing shirts that said shithole of Maryland pride and, you know, and stuff like that. You go down there, man, in this place, put it this way, man, people with white hoods, sharpened white hoods, probably used to flourish down in this area.
Yeah.
You know, the Klan probably flourished in this area. But, dude, some of the stories were pretty good. And the girl who gave, since I give tours, you know, I see somebody giving a tour and I'm critiquing right off the bat, you know, and I'm being critical of the person, but I'm critiquing the intro and, you know, you bringing people into your thing. You got to bring people in. You got to find a way to bring everybody involved in it. But she did a bang up job, but it was a fucking 4-hour trip. And I looked at some pictures and I was all taking pictures of tombstones from the 1600s and the bay and, you know, kind of half listening, but the history to me was more interesting than the paranormal at that time.
Yeah.
The history, I don't know much about that county, even though I used to live down near the county in another one, but it was pretty cool, man. I mean, it was definitely a cool gift, you know, for helping out. I mean, I enjoyed it. I was shot like crazy afterwards. But aside from that, man, everything's been going pretty good, man. Just trying to, you know, keep my head above water as everybody else in this world does, you know, every single day.
Yeah, no doubt.
Head above water.
you'll have fun. Talking about ghost tours, I went on one about 4 or 5 years ago with Natalie. We went to York, an old Roman town in Britain. And we went on a ghost tour there. I have never been on a funnier ghost tour. The dude who gave the tour, the gentleman standing there in Edwardian clothes, Victorian. He had a top hat on, long coat, big massive staff. Well, not staff, but you know, like a walking stick, a big regal walking stick. And the dude was the funniest dude I've ever came in contact with. And he's taking us down big old creepy alleyways and stuff like that. Showing us where the orphanages were, and there's one of the orphanages, the orphanage owner, a couple of the kids had died, and he was putting them in a cupboard so that he could claim the money off the government at the time for their upkeep. And he kept a few of their bodies for like a year or so before he buried them and said they died, claimed more money off them and kept it going like that. And some of the stories you heard were really creepy, but in the same breath, it was a really surreal ghost walk we went on, or ghost tour. And at the end of it all, when we departed from the guy, everyone goes their own separate ways. It's literally 12 o'clock at night at this time. Everyone goes their own way. And we're hungry. Me, Natalie, and two of the friends who we were with, we're all hungry. And we think, do you want to go back to the hotel room? And we all look left, and there's this old Italian bistro still open. I was like, right, this has got my name all over the front of it. Let's go for it. Didn't get home until about 3 o'clock in the morning, but it was just at the perfect end to a ghost walk when you turn and just see the perfect fucking food place. I know obviously it's not on Paranormal, but it was Italian, so I'll accept that shit. It was fucking epic.
Actually, I mean, I recommend, I mean, whether you go out and investigate and, you know, you do your thing and stuff like that, you go equipment crazy, you go out and, you know, you prove theories, you disprove theories, or you try to work with the theories that are out there. But I always enjoy going on, like, Ghostbusters, just for the history of it. Like, I might not know, you know, I can tell you the history and slavery and this and that, but I was learning stuff down there. They were giving different statistics than we give when I give my scores. And I'm going, like, hold on, something's not right here. But this is where, you know, my statistics came from, this county. And I'm like, I got to really research this because we're wrong on our tour.
Either you're wrong or they're wrong. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, you've got to sometimes patch it out.
Yeah, but I recommend good ghost tours. I mean, they're fun. Yeah. I mean, they're fun. And, you know, and most people that do give them are legitimate. Some of them are investigators, too, and they'll give their piece of it and stuff like that. And,
I mean...
Yeah, I have a good time, man. But let's jump into it, man. Let's jump into straight up about apps, dude. Mine kept me up all night, and I chose Ghost Storybox, which I figured it was a little different than Ghost Radar. I kind of liked it in a sense. I wouldn't use it on investigation. Bottom line, I don't know what I'd use or what I wouldn't use. We'll come up with that at the end and see what I think.
Ghost Radar.
I'll go on this one, the story. Like, I downloaded it. It's a freebie. I wouldn't take it out if you're on an investigation. I wouldn't take any of them out, actually. Believe it or not, no. I wouldn't take the Echo Box out either, just due to the fact the way it works. Even the theory is everything we use is EMF, but nobody has any real proof that ghosts exist or you can pick up paranormal activity using EMF detectors or this. It's theory. Again, you're going into theory. And to make matters worse, I can barely use my fucking cell phone now. Well, I can now. But, you know, when you're using something of an I chose iPhone since I have iPhone Mo as an app. Android, I'm sorry. And so I chose Ghost Storybox, and I'm getting stuff. And I did it all last night. I stopped, and I did it all today to see what words came up a lot. You know, what words constantly came up in patterns. And that's how it – because you think about it. Bottom line, your cell phone can't pick up electromagnetic fields, can it? I mean – the research I've done said absolutely, positively not. It can pick up AC/DC. It can pick up, what was the other one it said? It can pick up, fuck, dude, I can't even think, AM/FM. But it's not made for electromagnetic fields, you know. It's not made for that. So I have heard stories, believe it or not, of investigators. I was watching this video, and they were talking about this group that went out. This person was talking about they lived in a house or something like that that supposedly was, you know, they had weird shit happening all the time, you know, and they were at their wit's end. And this isn't what wasn't on TV. And they called out a paranormal group to come in. The lady was talking and said the first thing this group did, they sat in a giant circle. They brought out a tablet, whether it was an iPad, whether it was Windows, I fucking don't have a clue. And they were waiting on the first three words on how that pop up using that, how to conduct your investigation. Now that fucking blew my mind. First off, dude, I would have smashed the tablet and I would have said, sue me. I'll call the cops for breaking and entering. Because first off, if you're gonna come into my house and you're gonna use an app, but then again, you're going to use an ovulus. I can't argue that because they're practically the same fucking thing, except they work on different systems and different ways of working. But it's the same premise at the end. You know, it does pop up words. But I just kept getting what's weird with this one. I kept getting cemetery a lot. That was one I did. There was the other one said roof all the time, broken neck. What else did it say? Crabby. A bunch of fucking words. I was trying to count how many times, but what happened is when I reset it this morning and erased the words from the night before, I remembered the words that kept coming up. Like, cemetery was huge. I also did, this was interesting, demon detectors. Believe it or not, there is an app out there. It's free. It's a piece of shit app, but I mean, if you want to have fun with it and you believe in demons running around and, you know, causing havoc or in your life, I highly recommend this, as I laugh, you know. But, yeah, demon detector. But the funny thing is, dude, about the demon detector was the fact that
it worked.
The creepy tape is about this thing. And, yeah, I'll say creepy on this, but it's funny creepy. It's not, like, believable creepy. It's, like, it's a total story of fiction going on your phone. And you're sitting there, and it'll take the words, the worst things that can happen to you in life, electrocution. And I can't think of the other word.
Fucking
that,
sodomy.
Yes, sodomy. Without Vaseline or anything else. Going dry was the other one. But
going in dry. I was fucking waiting for that. Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I apologize. That's the wrong way. But no, it took the worst word. Like the death words, you know, you don't want your doctor to tell you. Cancer was one of them. Tumor was the other one. And it would take those words and its voice bank, and it would spit them out based on signals of sorts that the phone was picking up or giving off or whatever, how it works. I really didn't get into detail about that, but it kind of runs on the same premise, I guess, as Ghost Radar does. But it was fucking hilarious, dude. I'm going, you know, if I was so dim-witted and I believed this shit, I'd be hiding in my room. Sorry, dude, I'd have to hide in the dark with my covers over my head and just shaking. But, dude,
I totally agree.
Epic, dude. I mean, I don't know. I thought they were funny as hell. I highly recommend people play with them. But as anything else, if you read the information that they give you, always do that because it says on the bottom, for entertainment purposes only. And hence, I hold truth to that it is for entertainment purposes only. And yes, I've seen people take these out on investigations. And yes, I've had claims by people you probably know, and I'm not going to mention names, not you guys from the UK. This is over across here in the U.S. that have taken them out and swore that they work. I just wanted to go on a rant on this person, but I chose not to. And I just find it the fact that, you know, they're fun. They're fun to play with, but I wouldn't take them too seriously. The ones I chose, at least. Which ones did you choose on Android?
Right. Okay. Give me 2 seconds. I want to bring them up now. Plus, I've just lost my bleeding screen. But there you are. Right. Gotcha. Okay, the first one that I chose on my list, I chose Ghost Radar. I think you also chose Ghost Radar, sort of in the same concept as me. But I chose Ghost Radar, and the only reason I chose it is there's a hint in the name, right? Radar. I'm just going to be simple with it, right? Ever since the beginning of technological time where radar is concerned, there's always been something on top of them. It's a pretty big dead giveaway. It's a massive rotating dish on the top of something, on top of airport, watchtower, on the top of most battleships, on some plane. Don't have them no more, the version, but it's like something spins. There's always some big massive collector which then collects signal and goes, right, there you go. There's what I'm looking for. My phone sadly didn't come with that as a feature. My phone has no radar built into it. I don't think the iPhone did. I think it's still a phone and not a radar device. But the Ghost Radar, I'm going to be careful how I word this, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who invented it, or the guy who developed it, I love the way people give themselves really big paranormal names, by the way. People always give themselves sinister names. The guy's name is Spud Pickles. I never trust the guy. The dude's fucking name is Jack Jones, but his name, what he puts forward, is Spud Pickles. That's the pseudonym is Spud Pickles. It's not like the Demon Collector. It's Spud Pickles. The guy sounds like he's just fell out of a Nickelodeon cartoon. So nevertheless, I'm going to trust this guy. So I'm going to look at one of the screens on the Ghost Radar. And on the Ghost Radar, everything's in green, sinister green writing, like it's the Matrix. And do you know what, as a piece of software goes, first things first, it cannot geographically tell you where something is location-wise in a room. Fact. Now, me and Kurt have both watched the video. Kurt sent me the video a couple of days ago from Mike Sinclair from Viper Paranormal. Get on YouTube and find him. He's also under the name Scream Freak 79. And he'd done a test where he got the ghost radar app and he put it on a table. He put an EMF meter next to it and a tri-field meter. And he got them all working at the same time. And where one would fluctuate and the other would fluctuate and the phone in the middle done absolute shit all. Now, it meant to work along the side of it. So it's meant to work along the premise of being able to use electromagnetic... Right, let me see if I get this right. Electromagnetism, or it can read electromagnetism. It can read off an electron... the magnetometer, an A magnetometer, the GPS, and obviously I think it runs Wi-Fi or something else like that, some other crazy bullshit. And using all that, collectively, it can drop a pin on where something is. No, it can't. I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. They tested it. Secondly, more importantly as well, the ghost radar will spit words out at you as well, dependent on whatever the fuck it wants to say. So I lost me rag with it, and I thought, you know what, you can go in the bin. I'm going to have a look and see if there's anything else. So the one I found was called the Ghost Detector Pro. Again, Ghost Detector Pro, as good a piece of software as it is, it's on an item, obviously being a phone. The one problem with a phone is it always emits either EMF or it'll always emit some form of signal, whether it be SAR signal, whether it be EMF, whether it be Wi-Fi, whether it be Bluetooth, it will always emit a signal, even down to the fact it's got vibrate built into it, and that the vibrate motor in a phone is still a magnet motor, so it will always emit EMF. So I went for Ghost Detector Pro. Now, Ghost Detector Pro, it looks like a mean-ass piece of software. It uses the mobile device sensors. Like, I'll read the description off its page. Okay. So give me a second. Ghost Detector Pro is an application that uses your mobile device sensors to detect the sources of variable magnetic emissions which could indicate the presence of some kind of paranormal activity. Not to be shown magnetic fields at constant frequencies such as those generated by electronics, for example, TV routers, computers, chargers, and mobile phones. In other words, right, this is so smart, it will not show a signal from anything that's emitting EMF. And the application will show a green dot on the radar in case there is a nearby source of magnetic emission. The detector range will vary between 0 and 30 feet approximately depending on the mobile device used. Oh, and I'm going to keep going. There's some reviews. See if I can bring up the reviews. Right, someone called Oscar Garvith. Very creepy. At first I thought it was a fake app like many of them. We all do the same thing. But I tried the app and I was shocked. We feel there has always been a presence outside our drive ever since someone died on the road. We kept finding footsteps circling our drive constantly at the same time every night. I opened this app at the time the footsteps appear, and the app showed the green light circling outside our house in exactly the same position. Then it disappeared 10 minutes after 10 minutes as it went towards the road. Wow, so it actually, the radar that's not in my phone would actually work in detecting a spirit. But it didn't say on the app that it detects spirits. It said that it detected magnetism. Okay, let's move on. Oh, it gets better. Next one. Kathy Smith. She gave this 3 out of 5. I have one dot most of the time and then two turned up, and then I walk around my house and they followed me. They're always with me now. And I've always felt a presence in this house, but it doesn't scare me. I would love to test it at a graveyard. It's just a fun app that I use to spook people. Why would you test it at a graveyard? Who the fuck died in a graveyard? Bit late, they've already died. Unless it's, you know, well, I'll leave them to it, right? I'm going to digress on that one, right? Another one, his name is a Google user. I mean, that's an original name. He gave it 1 star, right? Stupid app, right? You'll love this. Stupid app. This app is completely nonsense. It always shows one dot. What next? If we rotate our phone or go away from our location, the dot also rotates and goes with us. If it really detects anything, then on rotating the phone, that dot must stay in the same place, but it rotates with the phone. I wonder why users have made so silly comments. Dude's a legend. Oh my God. Cherry Blossom Birthdays. Oh my ghost. Me and my bros are at home alone. We saw the green dot flash, but I do not believe it really because I have another ghost detector. We believe there's something in our house. I can see, feel, and hear spirit. I can feel their presence when they're next to me, and this app scares me when it gets me wondering. I am weird for an 11-year-old. I just hope that my family's house isn't infested by evil spirits. Oh my God, me and my bros. Does that sound any more camp? Oh.
Me and my bros.
I've just got to read one more review out from a guy called Jahanzeb Amir, right? Oh man, when I went to the graveyard, my radar was full, I swear, and I took a selfie because I was thinking it's fake, and it appears some lady standing behind me and my family, a ghost, and we were frightened, so suddenly I felt somebody pulling on my hair tightly, not hair, H-E-A-R, hair. The other thing happens at night, 12 o'clock, my grandmother's mother died when I was 5, and now I am 11, she's died, now I'm 11, so she's died, and we were sad. Suddenly I opened this app and we saw she was sitting beside my grandmother, and wherever she went, she stayed with her. And now that's weird. I know, right? Oh my God, that kid, 5 years of age. Oh my God.
It sounds 11 years old writing like that.
Oh my God. Society is fucking screwed. Society is absolutely... I'm going to go and find myself a spot on the moon and go and live on the moon. At least on the moon, I'm not surrounded by dipshits. I'll be on my own. No offense. I mean, do you know what, right? I'm actually going to eat my words at some point during this interview or during this show about the apps, right? I'm going to warn you now. I'm going to eat my words. But until such a time, I'm just going to say that if there's got to be... got to be more logic behind some of the people. It's like what they've done is Google said, right, anybody who's biblically stupid, please download this app, right? No wonder people look at the paranormal community and think, you know what, get on those weirdos. No wonder they look at it like that because, I mean, Jahanzeb Amir or whatever his name is was taking selfies in a graveyard because he seen something and the next minute a lady standing beside him. Oh, dude, get a grip at your life. Nevertheless, I'm going to move swiftly on if it's all right with you and talk about another one I've got called Ghost Detector Pro. No, sorry, Ghost Detector Pro. Ghost Radar Ultimate. It's a Google version of the Ghost Radar, but it seems slightly different, right? The Ghost Radar Ultimate, let me see if I can bring it up properly. And I'll read through this one for you, because this one actually had me laughing. Come on, Ghost Radar. Wrong one. This thing, the one I was using, the Ghost Radar Ultimate, whatever it is, it detects not just one, but it can detect numerous and multiple things, fluctuations and changes, right? And it does it like, you know, what you'd expect. Remember Battleships, the way it had the green mesh when you played like Battleship board game, and you had your coordinates, and it was a green mesh, and your screen in between you and the next person was like a proper full-on radar screen. Well, that's this, right? It says, Ghost Radar Ultimate is an advanced Android application designed to detect haunted places and general paranormal activity. It uses a variety of phone sensors to scan different frequencies and detect the presence of any ghosts nearby. It then tries to display those entities on a radar, and it also tries to read the aura to detect any weird anomalies and display them in the log window. Now, the scanner makes some attempts to detect if the detected entities are hostile or friendly. Wow! And in some rare cases, the application might also detect if any of the persons nearby are possessed by a poltergeist. If the ghost really gets close to the phone, it might even try to break the phone's screen or interact with your display and will display itself on your screen. And sometimes it might even use your phone speaker to try and scare you. Yeah. Okay. So, at 6:45 this morning, whilst eating my breakfast, a bowl of cereal and drinking a cup of coffee, trying to wonder where the fuck I am, right, I ran the app, okay, and it started speaking words, right, and I got, okay, ready, Nita, New York, Nasty, Run Away, Look Here, Past, Busy, Watch Out, Phone, Mirror, Pretty, Retreat, Blood, Window, Watch Out, 1, Repeat, We Are, Right, Past, 2, Turn On, and then my favourite, 69, Black Mystery, It's Cold, Current, Gets Better, Turn Off, Disgrace, Window, Black Current, which I'm going to go with Ghost Adventure, right? Black Current. See the way I've done that? Two words, put them together, Black Current. I've done it, right? Another Current, Disgrace, Ghost, Me, One, Look at Me, right? And that's all that came through. And I was looking, I was trying to work out if there's any correlation between any of the words. And the only thing I can work out, which all those words have in similarity, is they're all English. And that's it.
I've noticed that, but I didn't think about it like that, though.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm thinking to myself, I mean, so if I get an app in China that does the same thing, it's going to be in Cantonese or Mandarin. You know, depending on or whatever else tribal language you speak, but the main language is Mandarin, and then Cantonese is a little south in China. But, yeah, I mean, thinking about it, dude, I mean, you know, you go somewhere, let's say you take it with you, you go to, let's say you go up to Scotland, and I'll pick, you go to, let's say, Aberdeen, Scotland. I'm making that up. And, you know, you go to an old location there, maybe from the 1400s or 1500s, whatever. I mean, it's a whole nother slew way of speaking. You know? I mean, the diction is different than anything that we know in modern times. Now, I guess you got to die probably within the last, I'd say, 7,500 years to be an entity to use this. Because I'd be a little worried that, you know, 200 years from now when, you know, I'm coming back to haunt the world, you know, that, you know, they're going to have some new thing out that, you know, of course I'll be able to know how to use it, you know, because I know everything when I die, right? The secret, the gates open, and then all of a sudden, you know, the secrets of the world and secrets of the history, just the universe just open up, you know? I mean, it's funny as hell. I mean, again, what they did with that, they took the same thing from demon, whatever the fuck I called it earlier that I used. It's the same thing. It's the most negative words. But I love 69, though. And the next, you'd have, like, Kama Sutra. You'd have, like, sex toys. You know, do one like that where you, like, create your own. You know, you have the most demonic and the most nasty, and then you, like, throw in all these sexual terms, like, every, like, 12 words or something like that to make it kind of like an X-rated fucking ghost app. But, you know...
Oh, God. Do you know what? It's a mess. I think the way the apps are going, it is a mess. What people need to realize is fundamentally when you're holding your phone, whether you're holding your hand or whether it's in your pocket, the thing is emitting signal, constantly emitting signal, right? For something where they're trying to fine-tune a mobile phone to be able to collect the signal when all it's doing is emitting a signal, there's a bit of a facepalm moment in there. It's just all you can do is slap yourself in the face. It's bewildering. And you know, I understand, I totally agree, and I understand that there's people out there who haven't got the money to buy K2 meters, and they haven't got the money to buy all the crazy apps out there. Even that, people taking photographs on the phone because it's the only camera they've got. Now, I understand, you know, sometimes you're in a situation where financially you can't go out there and spend piles and piles of money on equipment. That doesn't mean you can't do it. Now, I'm always against people using the mobile phone to take a photograph when on investigation because the camera flash won't help you. The image sensor won't help you. It's tiny. There's too much going against your phone. Actually being able to capable of taking a low-light shot doesn't work like that.
Yeah,
What's up, Nat? 2 seconds.
He's got more answer to the boss here.
Who has? Right, can I... cut for a couple of seconds if that's all right, Kate. Little fella's just had a little bit of a sick instant.
Oh boy, yeah, get going. You got daddy duties.
Get Lynette to call in. Lynette, get calling in. Give me 2 seconds, dude, okay?
Alright, cool. I'm not even in front of the screen right now. But bottom line, it's funny as hell, some of these apps out there. It's more comedic than anything else.
Yeah. But, two seconds, dude.
That's the way I look at it. The way I look at it, if you can't, you know, I understand that people can't afford certain items. I mean, I'm an Amazon junkie, as are other people out there. But, I mean, there's ways of doing it to keep things, like, super cheap. I mean, real cheap. I mean, first off, these apps, I don't know, I question them big time. But the second thing is, pardon me. You could buy gear super, super cheap and never go on to these ghoststop.com, all these ghost hunting sites, because the truth about it is once they put ghosts and, you know, hunting on both sides of whatever piece of gear or kit you want to buy, all of a sudden price has doubled. You know, if you want an electromagnetic, you know, you want an EMF finder, you know, to use, go find a compass. Get a compass for $3, $2, $3. I mean, you can go to Target, Walmart, or any store that's kind of like that, and you can pick up a compass. And that'll do the same thing as, let's say, a K2 meter would, or let's say a millimeter, or let's say a tri-field meter, any of the meters that pick up EMF. So with that, I mean, so I highly recommend that you go cheap. I mean, I'm not saying download these apps, but what I'm saying is go cheap, because there's many ways of going out there to investigate on a budget. And as you know, a lot of us can't afford the $20,000 cameras they use on these different shows and stuff like that. But there are ways of going out there to these different locations and stuff like that and going cheap. And half the time, the stuff that you, let's say you use a compass, it's going to, if there's electronic there's EMF field around, it's going to pick it up. It's going to spin. It's not like it's going to sit there and just stand there. So you go cheap. And actually, sometimes when you go cheap, sometimes the product's better. Sometimes, like, some people swear, let's say, for example, let's say you want a recorder. But, you know, I prefer Zooms and Tascams and stuff like that. But that's, you know, that's because, for sure, not that I'm rich, but I just set aside money to be able to afford it or buy a used one off of eBay or something like that, or Zoom or something like that. But at the same time, you can buy, I think, and I'm more, you know, I'm kind of moving in the direction of the old-fashioned way. You know, the analog recorders, you know, whether it's the big ones they used to use in the 70s and 80s and stuff like that, to the ones now where they got the mini recorder, but you only got about 30 minutes worth of time on it when you put in the you put in the cassette, because the fact is never use an analog and record on both sides of the tape. Just do one side and you write down on it. I mean, you know, where you were, and it also leaves you a idea of where you were and stuff like that. Also, pen and paper. That is the most important of it all. You got to bring your brain first, and I think that's the most important of it all. The cheapest of it all is bring a brain. Don't go to these apps. But, you know, my mind hasn't changed yet, but, you know, I got to wait till tomorrow. Hopefully everything's okay at his house and the kid didn't, you know, decide to do a tumbler down the stairs or something like that. But, you know, honestly, go cheap. I mean, that's the way to do it. Go cheap, that's the way to do it, and keep it cheap. And you'll do fine. I mean, you'll honestly do fine. And plus, you know, you might be able to find some stuff out there, you know, that way than you would, let's say, if you do have, let's say, $1,000 camera that some people have, or you have the best IR light recorder. You got the full spectrum camera. That, by the way, you could do for. I picked up a Vivitar for $20, and I'm going to destroy it in probably the next 2 days and create a full spectrum camera for $20 plus the couple pieces you need to put where I forget what that's called. It's not a mirror, but something else. You know, and it's cheap, $20. I'll spend $25. Now, if I went on another ghost site, you know, I went on, let's say, St. Augustine Ghost. That's another big one. Ghost of St. Augustine, whatever the fuck it's called. I was looking at prices and pricing out full spectrum cameras. Man, you're talking, dude, $200-$300. You're talking for the same camera, $150. I mean, with a little time and patience. Me, it's more patience than anything else. I mean, after the first 20 minutes, I can't get it done. It's going flying across the room or something like that, and then I can claim paranormal. But in all honesty, man, keep it cheap. Keep it cheap, and that's the way to do it. You know, that way you have money to go out and investigate. You're not relying on some of these. I'd say go on a budget. Go whatever your budget allows, budget it out. Go with what you can get, because there are solid items you can use when you don't have the cash to afford the what's the latest out there. I'm trying to think of the latest piece of kit that I saw that was blew my mind how expensive it is. Oh, the PSP 11. You know, all the Spirit Box users out there, you know, you have the SP 7 or whatever. you know, the ghost box and stuff like that. Well, now they got it put together, the 11, and it runs at two at a time. So you're running, it's running AM on one, or it's running one band FM on one side and FM on the other side, like going the opposite way. And, you know, and you're talking, and I was like, man, I saw that on Ghost Hunters or Ghost Adventures, and I'm going, interesting. Now, let me price this thing. I'm not much of a, you know, I did my experiments with the ghost box and stuff. I've ended up on eBay, and I've done that for a while. I've had the ghost box. I've given it every single chance. I mean, I've been out in the middle of nowhere knowing that it's not going to pick up. And I've been to some, you know, pretty interesting places. You know, you think you hear something, and it's so fast that you don't hear it and stuff like that. So save your money on anything based on theory, which the whole thing of paranormal investigation is theory. But when it comes to buying kit, you buy what you can afford. Don't anything that looks really cool. You know, you can do it yourself. You know, just invest it. Go online. I'll tell you what to do. If you get an opportunity, go on YouTube. This is the best site I've ever seen for affordable kit or affordable ghost hunting, affordable paranormal investigation, whatever you want to call it. Scream Freak 79. Check out Scream Freak 79 on YouTube. I'm typing it in right now. Scream Freak 79 YouTube. As Mo was talking earlier about Mike St. Clair earlier, the guy's genius. The guy is genius when it comes to putting together gear, getting the kit together or something, like getting the kit. Because, I mean, he'll take you through, he's got how many videos out there on investigation with a budget. I mean, and this guy is tech savvy. He knows shit backwards and forwards. But at the same time, you know, he's teaching you. Oh, no, I was just talking about how about Mike St. Clair, basically. You know, if you want to get a kit together, I mean, I was talking about EMF to start with, basically, that, you know, buy a compass. Buy yourself a $3 compass.
Yeah.
It'll take the place of, let's say, a millimeter minus the temperature or, let's say, something else. Because if you're in an area where, you know, there's magnetic field, it's going to pick up, and it'll pick up pretty quick. So I was talking about basically doing it on a budget. You know, since we're talking about apps and stuff like that, some are free, some are $1.99, 99 cents.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, depending on
I actually
where
have
you live
three apps.
Stuff like that.
I have three apps which I do use on investigation. And shock horror, I use apps on investigation. Yeah, the three apps, they're not what you'd think, right? The first app I'm going to mention to people is called RecForge, right? And for Android users, what RecForge is it's a recorder, an audio recorder. But it records in WAV, which is pretty much a high-quality lossless audio. It takes up a lot of space, but it's a really good audio recorder. If you set your phone to airplane mode so it's not pulling any signals, and then you use RecForge just to record audio, you can get some really good quality audio off it. The second app I use is Paranormal Activity Logger. And what that is it's an app that's been designed and made for people, or especially paranormal investigation groups who don't want to be carrying a notepad around with them or a notebook around. And what you can do is you can use it to log, well, this happened at 3 o'clock, this happened at 5 o'clock, this happened to this person. And at the end of it all, you can submit it via email to an email. Obviously, you can email it to yourself in PDF format, and it'll give you a list of what goes on. And the only thing I ever use it for is to keep an eye on where all my equipment is, because it has an equipment database built into it. And it lets you know where this piece of equipment was put, who's got this piece, what file number you're up to on which piece of equipment. It's a very simple piece of software, and it's really, really good. Cost about £4, £3. It was amazing. And finally, the other one's Flight Radar Pro, would you believe? And what that's for is whenever you're on investigation, if you think that you hear a noise and you think, is it a plane? Or what is that noise? You can use it to, it uses something called augmented reality, which means it activates the camera of your phone and then overlays an image to show you where something actually is using the GPS on your phone. And it actually does work. So there's been times where I've been up on an outside investigation and I've heard a noise in the distance. And I thought, what was that? And I pointed it towards the noise, and it's turned out what it's been. It's been a low-flying private airplane. And I was like, right, cool, that's 2 miles away. It was there. It must have been that. So, I mean, it, as apps go, they're the only three apps that I've ever used on an investigation where they've actually helped me out. But have you ever used any on the investigation?
I was going to try to sell you this app right here, C.U.N.T. But,
I've already got that one.
If Ghost Radar came on, that's the app I'd add to. I'd have to attach it to the Ghost Radar.
Perfect. That's how you do it. Oh, 100%. But no, I mean, I'd go as far as saying, where the apps are concerned, some of them are absolute bollocks. Okay, fact. Some of them are bullshit. I think 99% of the apps out there at the moment are pretty much bullshit. But every once in a while, you're going to either come across either an app that's good, or you'll come across a circumstance which would make an app look good. I think that's what I'm going to call this next one, is a circumstance which made the app look really good. And I think I contacted you a little bit earlier, didn't I, about something that came up when I was actually assessing one of the apps.
I don't know if you remember.
Yeah. Like, I was assessing an app. I was a bit 50-50 on the app that I was assessing. I was a bit questionable. I thought, oh, here we go. This app. I've been putting it off and putting it off. I didn't want to do it. Thought there's other apps out there I could do. I'll give it a go eventually. And it's kind of surprised me a little bit. I mean, do you know which app I'm talking about?
Huh? I'm sorry.
Do you know which app I am talking about?
No, I'm just seeing a weird reflection right here of lights. I'm looking at the backyard. I got that little child moment, you know, where something catches your eye and you're going, what the hell? I know what it is, but I don't know where the light's coming from. You know, I know it's neighbors have like, no, I'm not saying it's paranormal. This is just, I don't know if it's coming from the inside or the outside or, I had a moment, sorry. I had a retard moment, man. I was full-blown retard moment. I apologize.
I get them all the time.
Oh, my God. Well, I just had one, dude.
I'll reiterate what I was saying, right? There's an app that I messaged you about today, which I stated to Kate, right? Norm, I didn't want to do it. I was kind of dreading bringing it up because I thought, oh, it's one of these apps. It's just another one of these nutty apps. And I got a response when I was using it, and I don't know how to put the response I got, whether it be a valid response or whether it's just bullshit, but it sort of caught me off guard. I was a bit taken back by it. I didn't expect it to happen, and it came through. Now, you do know which app I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, that's up to you to say. But yeah, you told me, you messaged me real quick about something that happened. I mean, this is another story, and it's definitely part of what we're talking about, but it's kind of a non sequitur for what you're talking about right now.
Yeah.
About how your iPad turned on, or your tablets came on, and something happened in the bedroom with the phone or something connected to that. Is that what you're talking about?
No. This is today. Do you want me to go through it?
Yeah. Definitely.
Right. Dude. What happened was, right, I was testing an app which me and Kate have not skated around as much, but more, you know, we didn't bring it up as of yet, the Echo Box. Now, as an app goes, it was created by a gentleman called Danny Bigbeard. Now, I know one of our sister shows has interviewed him in the past, and I haven't always been a big believer in the apps because I do believe too much goes against using an application to do a job. So, as I've said to you a little bit earlier, and I'll say to you again, I'm not 100% a believer in the apps. Right? Now, where the Spirit Box app go, well, the Echo Box app is concerned, what it does is it seems to have four channels which plays randomized noise, and the randomized noise, it cycles I reckon it's probably every quarter of a second, and the features you've got on the Echo Box is you get something called, I'll see if I can bring it up where it doesn't kill my battery. This app will absolutely destroy your battery. It'll chew all your battery up and spit it out. It has channel blend, right? You can select the speed of each channel. So you get four channels, A, B, C, D. You get four speed controls, A, B, C, and D. You get mic gain because you can talk at it and it'll also mix you into it. And on the other side of it, you get something called auto blend. And what that does is it literally, it not randomizes, but it makes it blend the channels a lot quicker. So apparently it bounces from channel to channel a little bit quicker. It has an echo feature, which echoes it back at itself, and it reverberates. If you've got no headphones plugged into your phone, it will reverberate like mad because it uses your microphone as well. And before you know it, nothing but feedback. You can play audio through it, picking from your file browser. You can put a delay on it of 0, 3, 5, and 10 seconds. You can switch to bank B and switch to bank A. You can select the recording, you can share the recording, you can close the app, right? So as sweet and innocent as it is, that Echo Vox System 2. Now, when I first turned it on, I'm just going to give you a quick preview to the people who are listening what it actually sounds like. So here you go. Now, for the first couple of minutes of me running that app, all I kept hearing, now, I am a scrutinizing bugger, right? I will listen, and I'll notice a familiarity in the noises. So I noticed that every third noise was a female voice, and I noticed it had, every once in a while, it sounded like an American twang to it. So I thought, first things first, bullshit, because I'm in Liverpool. And then I started hearing more localized twang, and I thought, okay, so this is you. When I say twang, I mean like an accent. So I thought, right, okay, maybe it's using all the audio that's already saved to my phone, and it's just a random noise generator. I was running it, and I wasn't paying attention, and I'm like, bullshit, 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 bullshit. And I was going, dip, 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 and then I heard, they can hear us, and it was they, another noise, can, another noise, hear, another noise, us, another noise, and it was literally the same, it was the same voice. So it went, it was like it went from channel 1, channel 2, channel 1, channel 2, channel 1, channel 2, considering there's 4 channels, then theoretically if Danny Bigbeard's app works the way it's meant to work, then I should have heard the female voice on every fifth, 1, 2, 3, 4, with it, A, B, C, D, A, B, yeah, on every fifth rotation, or every fifth noise should have been the female voice, if that's the way it was meant to work, but it wasn't, it was every other one, so it was like it went A, C, A, C, channel A, channel C, and I'm trying my hardest not to be confusing to people by trying to explain it this way, but theoretically, it shouldn't have worked the way it did. Now, the only theories I came, because I messaged Kurt and I went, Kurt, problem, I'm trying to debunk this app and it's just done this. And when I've looked to everything else, I thought, okay, fair enough. Maybe what it is that saying they can hear us is an easy way for, you know, it's predetermined or pre-programmed into the software. So I Googled Echo Vox, they can hear us. And when I Googled it, there was no shared search term saying they can hear us. So I thought, right, okay, so maybe I've just heard what I wanted to hear, and I kept playing it back over and over in my head thinking, was it? And it wasn't a case of maybe I mistook this word for that word. No, I heard they can't hear us, and I can't
Did you have it set on record where I know you can record it?
What I haven't got to listen to. I didn't do anything like that because at the time I didn't. All I was doing was I was trying to work out, you know, channel A, B, C, and D. I was trying to work out if there's a way they're meant to be set, if it was a sweet spot they were meant to sit at. And I was just fucking about, slide it one way, slide it the other way, slide it one way, slide it the other way. Now, Andy Henson just put up in the chat room, I have Echo Vox, not impressed. And I totally agree with it, Andy. I wouldn't have been impressed. And I thought, hang on a second, why is it just spitting random words at me? Why isn't it just a white noise generator? And then those 4 words came through and I thought, the fuck? How the hell? And I couldn't work it out. And I'm still scratching my head now trying to work it out. I can't get my head around it.
Yeah, what people who don't have it, who don't want to pay the $19 for it, which I don't blame you, save your money, buy a recorder with it, or something similar, whatever you want, or, you know, buy food with it. How about that? He uses, it's not run by radio signals or anything else like that. It's just random kind of words or bits and pieces of words that he took from online. this I remember from the interview I had with him, and trying to think back what he said, and that's basically it. But what it's set up to do, unlike, let's say, the Ghost Radar and all the others will give you words, this, in a sense, more or less, this is my take on it. It bases our ability as humans for auditory hallucinations, so we could pick up like audio matrixing of sounds.
Yeah.
It could come out like, you know, come into your head, like you said, they can't hear us. It could have just been, you weren't, maybe, were you focusing on the sounds at the time, or were you just kind of off doing something else, and then it kind of, you heard it kind of quick, and you're like, whoa.
What I was doing, as I said to you, I was trying to listen, I was trying to discern one voice from another, if you get me. I was saying, I could hear the American voice, and I was going, right, that's American. That sounds English. And then I heard, they can hear us. And as I've just said to Andy in the chat room, right, I was a bit, I'm a massive skeptic on the apps, so I would never normally put faith into an app. And you know what, even after what I heard, I've got no faith in the app at all. I just can't figure out how it was so clear. And the only thing I can think is, sorry.
No, I don't mean to interrupt. I just want to say what throws me off on the story, what I find interesting actually about the story is what I want to try to say, is the fact that it was an English accent that you did pick up with using American, you know, the American. Who knows where he picked the sounds up off of, you know? He probably didn't do it. He probably had somebody else do it, and then, you know, he put it together. He directed how to put it together, what his vision was and stuff like that. But, I find it interesting, though, that you did pick up an English accent, but how privy are you to hearing, let's say, somebody from London and not picking up the accent when, let's say, you're talking to that person? Because, you know, having a Scouse accent versus, let's say, a Cockney accent, it's like two different things. Even as an American, I'm like, Cockney, Northerner, or Scouse, or call Scottish, Welsh. Welsh is a little hard different for me, but, you know, how can you pick that up naturally? I do here in the States. I'm like, Southern accent, Northern accent, you know, regional accent.
See, you can pick up Scousers and British, the English language and Scouse language is totally different, right?
Yeah, okay.
You'll hear people will say they, yeah? You get used to hearing they. In Liverpool, it's they. It's pretty they, right? Can. Everywhere else you'll hear can. In Liverpool, you'll hear can. And it's like it's a dead, discernible ah behind it. And, you know, all of it, you could probably pick it up. Now, I'm not saying exactly I heard it and I believe it to be paranormal. No, I heard what I heard. I'm trying to work out why all I can put it down to is the app may have had a pre-recorded message in it, and I've just decided that it became Scouse. But it's a Liverpoolian accent. I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
It leaves a big question mark above your head, basically, is what it does.
Yeah.
But I don't know, and I don't think we'll ever know if he puts little pre-recorded messages in, because, you know, if you tell people, I put pre-recorded messages in, there goes your sale of $19.
Yeah.
Or what, 14 pounds, 15 pounds, you pay for it if you're doing it legit. I mean, there's other ways around it. But I think, honestly, you kind of brought up a great point that I really have never thought of when I echo box, because I'm not a fan of it. I don't like it. Yes, I paid $19 for it. I admit, I did pay the money for it because I was more interested in it than anything else. You know?
Yeah.
If I can't manipulate a phone, how the hell am I going to manipulate a piece of software? You know, it's beyond me. I mean, it's, but then it's interesting though that you did hear that, and it was an English accent. But again, I would never use it on an investigation. I just think it's more of, let's say, a higher end app, you'd like to say, it's compared to like the ghost apps for the people out there that, you know, can't afford the $19 or are smart enough to say, hey, I'd rather take that $19 and put it elsewhere, you know?
Yeah. I've got a plan. I've got a plan. I'm going to take some time to myself over the course of the coming couple of days, and I'm going to run the app through Audacity. I'm just going to have the Echo Box running through Audacity. And then when I'm finished with it, I'm going to try and discern as many words as I possibly can out the app, yeah? And then I'm going to strip the app down. I'm going to rip the app to pieces. With an Android app, it's pretty straightforward. You can open the app and have a look at it. And I'm going to really scrutinize it, see what's inside it, see if maybe there's a piece of text, maybe there's an audio file that I don't recognize, and I'll go from there, maybe.
Ah, that's good.
That's about it. That's as far as I go. Just give me 2 seconds. Everyone okay?
Oh, man, you got to do that. That's a given. You got to do that. I think that's actually, I'm psyched for you to do that because I really want to know, you know, what's going on. Because basically, it even on when you use the iOS system, the operating system for Apple, we don't have the 3.0. Do we have the 3? No, 3.0 is not out yet. It's focused he's putting all his eggs in one basket, mostly with Android.
Yeah.
So we've yet to get the upgraded version of the Echo Box yet. I'm a Mac phone. I got my iPad, but my computers are PC. So I mean,
all Windows.
But I think you need to do that. We got to come up with like next show, following show, or something like that. What actually did you come up with? I mean, what experiment? What did you come up with?
I'm going to try a few different ways of trying to work out how and what the app works on and what basis it runs on, why it does what it does. I'm going to try my hardest because I can't just go, right, I heard that, therefore paranormal. I can't do that because I heard that, therefore paranormal, but therefore the owner of the app or the creator of the app is very cloak and dagger on how the app actually does what it does. And that doesn't help me in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. If he'd have said, right, it uses a random word generator and the words that it's pulling are from your own files on your phone, right, maybe I'd understand if I heard, you know, a few little messages in my accent and then maybe in your accent and it was pulling audio from maybe voice messages that are residual on the phone. I'd understand that. I'd understand the familiarity, but I can't understand how 1 minute it's going American, 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 British accent. That threw me. So I'm going to rip it to pieces. I'm going to look at the size of the app because the app, when I downloaded it, was 2.5 megabytes. And for an app that's 2.5 megabytes, you can't get a massive amount of audio in there. You can possibly get about a minute in normal MP3 audio. So I'm going to rip it to pieces and see how it does what it does. Oh, let me reword that, sorry. No, I'm not going to rip it to pieces because I'm pretty sure Danny Big Beard would be pissed off if it was going to rip it to pieces.
No. Hold on. You got the app. You own the app.
Yeah.
You have every right in this fucking world to know what people are paying for. Dude,
yeah.
I mean, come on. If I knew how to do it or I had the ability to do it, mentally,
yeah.
I'm about 300 years behind Mo when it comes to something like this. So I'm still like hitting, you know, throwing rocks at things while he's taking things apart and revamping them and stuff like that. But if you don't want to call it out, I'd be more than happy to. I'd be more than happy to because, you know, honestly, if I put something out there, let's say I'm Bill Chappell. We always use Bill Chappell. Sounds like we got like this thing for Bill Chappell. But the thing about it is, if I'm going to spend X amount of money on a piece of kit that he's trying to sell me, I want to know everything there is to know about it. It's buyer's rights, you know? It's like you buy a car. You have your right. You got a right to do it. I'm not going to tell Danny Big Beard for doing it because, you know, he came up with something unique. It's his thing, and that's his baby, and I understand. But I'll be goddamned if I'm not interested after I paid my $19 how exactly everything on that thing works, no matter how you come up with it or what conclusion you could draw from it. There's conclusions you can draw from it without shredding the guy. I mean, and everybody has the right to know that. I mean, I'm a firm believer in that. If he's pitching, you know, he's out there selling goods, goddamn, buyer beware, you know?
Yeah, oh, no, I'll definitely be careful about what I'll do for that.
Is that a coveted mTOR? Buyer beware or something like that?
I don't know. And I'm just going to rip it. Yeah. Bioscrin, Jigoscrin, Drigos. I don't know, we'll go for that. But nevertheless, I mean, I think if we can find out how, then maybe I'll understand. But I think I'm going to rip it to pieces. That's the easy answer. I'm just going to rip it to pieces, work out how it works, and we'll go from there. Now, I did notice Andy Henson's putting the room. What about Steve Huff's app? I heard it was pants too, and I agree with Kurt-ish, which I agree with Kurt-ish indeedy. The app that I think you're talking about is the SCD1, which is like a spirit box app for Steve Huff to put on a computer. Again, I'm a bit of a struggle on when people do their own variation of an app who really don't look very tech savvy. Basically, it just to me, it looks like somebody's built on the app. If that's the case, then, you know, I'll have no faith in it. You know, you build the app. Like what the Italian guys are doing, like what Massimo and Alessandro are up to at the moment, you build the app to match what you're looking for. Fact, that's the best way to do it. If you do it that way, you're rolling, because you're doing it the right way. You're building it to match a theory that you've got, nothing else. But failing that, I mean, I wouldn't get another person to build an app, and it looks like somebody else has built it for them. So, as far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't hold credence to what our little Mr. Huffington, or Mr. Huffington, is pulling out. I think I'll hold off on that one, to say the least. But quick segue as well. I've just received an email whilst on the show from Alessandro over at Ghost Ark. The first beta device is coming to reality, as their engineers are tweaking various functions. They're starting to build it now as a working prototype. To get the working prototype done, they're going to put it into production. So, just cross to get it done quick, because I kind of want to see how that thing pans out. Be quite impressed to see if it's a bit of an amazing tool. I expect it to be an amazing tool. Looking forward to it, Rose.
Yeah, I'm excited, actually. We got them coming on again this spring coming up. Actually, it is spring coming up pretty soon, next month or two.
Yeah. And it's holding us down quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, they said it does go quick. They said they'd definitely jump on with us once it's ready to roll, so that way we can see how it works and how things go and stuff like that. But it is pretty brilliant the way they didn't take it and, you know, put out a prototype on YouTube or something like that so somebody else
can do it.
Somebody else wouldn't rip it off from them. So, I mean, and I'm glad it's coming from Europe, too. Very, very happy it's coming from Europe. I can't tell you.
Yeah, I wonder why. Because all the best shit comes from Europe. We know this. From Europe.
Yeah, like it's the mainlanders. I mean, the continentals, not the island race. The island race, they're all inbreds anyway. So, sorry, Mo, I didn't.
No, fuck you. Fuck you, man. Nah.
It was well deserved.
Dude, it's all in good fun. Announcement. Either this week coming or the week after, I'm hoping that me and Kate are going to interview a group called Septum Paranormal, which are a local group to us, to my team. Really good group, well clued up on what they do. And to be fair, chances are you've seen some of their evidence, because some of their evidence has reached New York Times from over here. So, I mean, they do a pretty cool fucking job. So, if we can get them on soon, we'll get them on. You can all have a listen to another Scouse accent, which isn't mine. It'll be a welcome change for you, probably, I assume. To say the least.
Oh, so we have what group was that? I remember we talked about this.
Sefton Paranormal.
Which paranormal? Septic Paranormal?
Sefton, SEFTON, Sefton Paranormal.
Acronym for?
SPI.
Acronym,
you get that?
For?
No, SPI, just normal.
Oh, you
SPI.
Just told me you did it backwards. Yeah. There you go. Retard moment, number one. I need a helmet.
All right.
So I can start banging my head against the wall and ride the really short bus to school.
Don't bang your head off the wall. Kind of grew attached to it being on your fucking shoulders.
Oh, man, I tell you. I'm gonna ask a question, or I'll make a statement, and then you reply. I'll be like, "What did I ask him, or what did I say?" You know, like 2 seconds later, the reply time, once it sinks into my head, I gotta categorize it somewhere. And the way I categorize my life is like throwing things on the floor, like clothes and waiting on doing the dishes and stuff like that. You know, so conversations.
You're nuts. No simple, no too easy ways to say. You are absolutely
ballistic. No, I am, dude. I mean, I'll take full responsibility.
Dude, wear that shit like a badge. Definitely.
Hell, Lynette's laughing at me in the chat room. She knows it well. She's seen it. She's seen it. Ooh, Mary's laptop froze. Not good. That sucks. Know how he does it. Yes. She does. Oh. Well, <that's...
laughs> Get a room. Get a fucking room. Oh, no. It's all in good fun. It's all in good fun.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. It totally is.
Oh, God.
Totally is, man.
Oh, yeah,
dude,
so...
But, bottom line, I mean, as we're getting ready to close out the next 3 minutes, would you take, minus the apps that you do, but the apps you do don't have ghost hunting on them? Or maybe,
no.
Or minus one, maybe, that does with you could
yeah, one of them basically. Is, it's a log, that all it is just like, it's a logger, it keeps an idea of where my gear is going, and what file I'm up to,
yeah.
And what happened. So, like, that's pretty
but
much
actually,
it.
But actually, that's actually in place of a pad pen, a pen, pad,
yeah.
A pen and a fucking piece of paper. How about that?
Yes, well, and, that's better.
So I go with that.
Yeah.
But Jason Hawes from Ghost Hunters Taps, I should say.
Yeah.
Taps is the group, Ghost Hunters is the show, has an app out. Jay Hawes had something. I got it, and it was cheap. And what I do, the only thing I do like about it, it's got that same ability for you to write down what happened on your investigation, and it's created, you could tell, by someone who's done it before.
Right.
And he does have one piece on the app that I do like, and I'd have to use a iPad with it. It has a motion sensor. Like, let's say something hit, it'll beep across, it'll beep. So
basically
you're saving yourself a lot of fucking money by doing that. But,
Can I just say one thing before we have to close the show, because we're coming close to it, right? Ed Beth is in the chat room.
Love what
Ed Beth is great. He's put great show, guys, but I honestly didn't understand shit about what you were talking about. Oh, Ed, you win at life. I swear to God, there's nothing you
we
can do wrong
with
my
Ed,
eyes.
We got to come on soon. We got to get him
Ed.
On soon, dude. He's up to some new stuff, actually, but I can't say. It's not my business to say
God.
What, but...
Ed,
he's
you're
got
coming
stuff
on.
Stuff coming down the line.
Ed is definitely coming on. He's disappeared out of the chat room, but you ain't going nowhere. We're going to find you. We're going to get you. We're going to bring you back on. Ed's all good. Like, funny people.
Got to get Kurt a new mic now. The new mic I'm going to get is probably like $90. I'm going to get a gamer mic.
Gamer mic?
Okay,
go
on
for
that
it.
Note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for putting up with us tonight and our rant and our rage and everything else. And Mo, have a great one, man. And now you got me
dude,
all hooked on this Echo Vox. Now I'm going to sit there and play so I don't sleep for the next 3 days, and then I am hearing things.
Awkward.
You know? Yeah, very awkward.
All will be good,
yeah,
dude.
Take the camera.
Have a good one, dude.
I can get my new IMC pair in Mary saying, I hope I get my new microphone. I got to get a new computer to fucking work with Blog Talk, and I can't figure that one out. So, Mo, have a great one, everybody. Have a great night. And
bye, guys.
And have a good one.
See you later.
See you. All right, bye.
Bye.